Good morning, I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with this VPR News. Long before Tropical Storm Irene, University of Vermont professor Dan Baker and other community planning researchers were concerned about the vulnerability of Vermont's mobile homes to floods and other emergency events. When Irene did descend on Vermont in August of 2011, Baker's worst fears were realized. The storm destroyed 133 mobile homes in designated parks and many others outside them. The only silver lining from the event was that UVM researchers received additional federal and local funding to keep their research going. A big part of the work is getting more people who actually live in mobile home parks involved in prevention efforts before the next natural disaster. Dan Baker is an associate professor of community and international development at the University of Vermont, and he spoke recently with VPR's Mitch Wertlieb about his group's findings and recommendations.
Paint us kind of an overview of how Vermont's 244 mobile home parks are vulnerable.
Well, the vast majority of Vermont's mobile home parks were built before the state adopted Act 250. The state's land use planning law. And so most of our parks, about 65%, are in areas that probably would not be permitted today. So we've got an existing situation that's actually getting worse with climate change and increased flooding.
Now, these homes, they represent a smaller portion of the housing that's in Vermont, but they do sustain more damage when it comes to storms. Is that right?
They do. And in Tropical Storm Irene, we saw there's about 7% of the state's housing are mobile homes, and yet mobile homes receive about 15% of the damages to residents.
Now, your group has done some comprehensive reporting uncovering the risks, and what are your recommendations for either communities or the state to improve conditions?
Where we should start is with low-cost, high-impact planning. What we want to be promoting right now, what we can do and what's accessible, is tie mobile home park planning to town planning. Many town emergency plans overlook the mobile home parks in their towns. And what we would like is for emergency planners in towns to recognize that mobile home parks are often vulnerable communities, whether they're vulnerable because of high percentage of elderly people, because of being located in a flood hazard area. Step one is to get local emergency operations plans to look at their mobile home parks, make sure that they're in their plans, and then start working with those parks to think through what they would do in an emergency.
Where would the money come from for this? Does the state of Vermont have the kind of money to do the kinds of things that you recommend to keep these homes safer?
To do the big projects, to do what I think we'd all like to see, we don't. In an ideal world, we would not have homes in flood hazard areas or homes that were in flood hazard areas are all elevated, anchored. But the relocation of mobile home parks is very, very expensive, both in terms of the actual cash outlay, but also in terms of the social dislocation. What we're doing in our project right now, with support from Vermont Community Foundation and EPA, is we're developing these mobile home park emergency plans with local residents in those parks. And we identify a point of contact. We identify a person who is going to be the communications person within the park and the person who's going to be communicating with emergency planners outside the park. We look at somebody who's going to coordinate care for pets. And then after we've got all their roles and responsibilities, then we do something called a tabletop exercise. We sit down with the park emergency committee, and they've got their emergency plans in front of them, and then we play out a scenario with them. Anything that's reasonable based on the risk that they identified. And then we play that scenario out with the park and we say, so what would you do if this happened? How would you let residents know what they should be doing to protect themselves? How would you handle an evacuation? Where would you go? How would you handle changing information? And that's really the focus of our current effort. Relatively low cost and encouraging folks to think about the different types of risks they face.
Yeah, it's the prevention is better than cure method, and you're involving the people directly living in these places, coordinating them with the emergency responders and the folks who are actually going to come to help them.
Exactly. I mean, that larger question that you asked about what the state's doing, the truth is there really is very little money. It is a big problem. When we did an analysis, we found that about a third of the parks have at least some portion of their land in a flood hazard area. And about a fifth of all parks have at least one lot in a flood hazard area.
as you were saying before, part of the problem is relocating some of these parks. They're not in the best areas. Relocating an entire park is not an easy thing to do.
No, you know, you can move them, and they do move, but they don't move frequently. There's not a lot of land available in general, and there may not be land available in your particular community. It's expensive to move that mobile home, and as far as locating in another park where you could rent the land instead of buying the land, there's a very, very low vacancy rate for lots and parks statewide. The other thing about many mobile home park communities is that they are communities, and people know and like their neighbors. They want to continue living where they're living. And many folks living in parks basically grew up in that area. They don't want to move far away.
Dan Baker is an associate professor of community and international development at the University of Vermont. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate the chance to share our research.